Hey Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good to know, brother. The business, you are selling and installing pools, if I heard correctly. Okay, perfect. And just a few questions here. I want to make this as short as possible, man. I know you spoke with Lulu. She does fairly well in explaining the services that we render to our clients. My job is simply pricing as part of the finance team. Okay, perfect. I'm just reading over some of her notes here. All right. And then ultimately, you've been in business now for how many years, Paul?
For a very long time.
To say the least. Okay, perfect. All right. And what are you doing, if you don't mind me asking, for, to gain new clients right now? Are you, promoting this through any particular site? Are you, just using word of mouth?
I get 90% of my business from word of mouth. And I've got a Yelp page, which, to be honest with you, has been absolutely nothing for me. So I need to cancel that out so I quit wasting my money.
I apologize for laughing. I see what you're saying. Okay, perfect. If you don't mind me asking, what are you paying for that Yelp page?
We ain't got to discuss that, but it's not really all that expensive, but it's still money going out the window, and I'm getting no leads.
Okay, all right. Well, like you said, we don't have to discuss that. I will just go straight into the point to the services that we render. Our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years, Paul. We actually have a premier partnership channel with Google. I mentioned that to you because there's only about 40 companies in the States that have a premier partnership with Google. We're one of them. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and tell you that I have been absolutely getting bombarded by calls just like this. And, I've never really done any. I've been in the pool business a long time. I sold pools for another company for many years, and then they I built pools for a long time, and then I went and sold pools for a different company, and just kind of did that for a while, and then now I'm back running my own company and building pools again. And I've never really. I mean, I've been from, I'm old enough, been in business long enough where you had to have a Yellow Page ad, and that was where you got all your leads from. So, I haven't really ever worked with any type of, online, lead generation or whatever, however you want to put it.
Yeah, well, you know what, the days of, putting flyers on cars or being in the Yellow Pages or the White Pages in some counties, unfortunately, I mean, that still works to a certain extent, right? And even word of mouth, I think, can only reach so many clients. And it's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that word of mouth is one of the strongest referrals you can have because people already, come into hiring you with some type of trust based on what they heard from the other person, right? But,
well, by far, that's the very best lead you ever get.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Here's the reality of things, and I'll cut to the chase with you, is that Google has now become the Goliath of the world. I mean, when it comes to getting jobs, I mean, they're like the gatekeeper now. If you are not promoting the business and the biggest website in the world, where nowadays you ask anybody a question, hey, where can I find a tire shop, or where can I find a good burger joint, or whatever the case is, the response that you get 95% of the time is just Google it, right?
Well,
and
I understand that. You don't have to explain all that to me, buddy, because anytime I need to find anything, I Google it. I mean, just absolutely, that's what I do. So,
okay.
And I understand how all that works. I'm just
okay. Well, then I'll cut to the chase, Paul. What do we offer? First placement on the first page of Google. Right, we'll put the business on the first page of Google, right alongside of your competition, obviously, anyone that does the pool servicing or the installations or whatever the case is, will put you on that first page, right? So now you would become an option. Secondly, we build the website. I know, I believe you told Lulu you already have your own. If that's the case, then we, like she said, we'll promote that. But if you didn't have one, we would definitely work in building one for you. We also put businesses that work with us on the social media side of Facebook, where we run ads, right? We run ads for the company. Not sure if you're familiar how ads are run through Meta, Meta's Facebook.
No, I'm one of the few people probably in the whole world that has never had a Facebook page and never been on any type of any Facebook ever. I think my wife has a few times showed me, look what this dumbass person wrote on here or something. But I don't do all the social media. I don't need to tell anybody where I'm going. I get there's a business side of Facebook, but yeah, no, I don't have a business page, and I don't. And I understand that, you know, that's lots of people do Facebook though. So
yeah, no worries. Again. I would say that, yeah, for the most part, yes, definitely, you know, millions of people are on that site, you know, navigating,
oh, yeah.
You know, for mm-hmm. different reasons, you know, some are there just to socialize, most people are there, you know, for whatever X reasons, but Google found a way to work with Meta to, you know, do use marketing through that channel as well, which has actually worked pretty great, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Aside from that, we also put you on Bing, we put you on Apple, mm-hmm. and we do have services with Yelp. If you wanted to be on Yelp, I mean, you don't pay anything extra. I know you said Yelp is not really producing much for you, you know, so if that's the case, you know, you don't have to use Yelp, but it's already included, and you're paying for it, you know, so, again, that's included in our service. So it's, again, you already know how this works. You've been doing this for many years. I think the most important portion, our monthly rate with us, Paul,
mm-hmm.
our monthly rate with us is $249 a month. It's a flat rate. Yeah, it's a flat rate. There's no hidden charges. It's a month-to-month service. There's no contract. And we don't charge you what's called a pay-per-lead. I only mention that because if you've ever worked with other companies such as, Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtag, 411, mm-hmm. Apex. I mean, I could just go on and on. These companies don't have a premier partnership with Google. So what they do, they're like a third party. What they do is they buy leads off of Google and then they resell them to the consumer. And then they get a percentage every time you get a phone call. We don't mm-hmm. work that way, right? Whether you get 30, 40 leads of customers calling in, because they've seen you on that first page of Google or they've seen you on Facebook or whatever outlet that we provide, they've seen you on, you are only paying $249 monthly, Paul. Right? And that's a flat rate. The only thing that you do pay the first month, and that's for all the clients that start service with us, it's a $99 programming charge. That's mm-hmm. the standard rate for the programming fee, and that is paid the first month that you do service with us. But again,
so $99 up front, and then how much per month?
$249 monthly.
So this isn't pay per click.
No. This is not a pay per click service. Absolutely not. I mean, we do have services with Google that is called Google Guarantees, where they charge a pay per click, but that gets expensive mm-hmm. really quick.
Well, what is Google? I've seen some of my competitors where it says Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, Google Guaranteed. What that means is that they're on a pay per click service, right? Google requires that you pay at least 13 clicks, which is about. Let me double check here. $53 per every time a client clicks on, you know, your phone number, your website. So as soon as they click on it, Google charges you $53. So you have to have a budget to get Google Guaranteed of at least 13 clicks, which is about close to $1,200 that you have to have invested to do that, and that's monthly. Aside from that, there's a $200 initiation charge to get the Googler guarantees. So, it works, and I'm not going to tell you it doesn't work for a client that is not, you know, hella busy and is not, you know, revenueing a bunch of work and they're not, you know, making the top bucks. That can get really expensive, right, really quick. So what we suggest, right, if you're not a business that is, you know, doing big numbers to start, is to get you on that first page to start, right? I mean, it's like if you go straight to Google Guarantees, it's just one of those things where, you know, you're going to be coming out of pocket quite a bit of money very quick, right? And if the business is not, you know, revenueing, you know, big dollars, then it's going to become a problem.
Right? Yeah, because, no, I understand that. And in the business I'm in, I'm not at a point where I would want to do that much business to have high revenue. You know, I mean, I want to grow my business, but in the swimming pool industry, you better have the manpower to do the pools and get the, you know, and just, if you're signing too many contracts and you can't get the work done, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, you know what, and that's, I mean, ultimately, that's our objective, right? I mean, to get the businesses to where they can at least cherry-pick what they're doing, right? I mean, where you can say, well, I'll take this, I won't take that, and I think that's the ultimate goal for any business, to be in that position to stay busy, right? You know, mm-hmm. Again, what sets us aside is that we have a $249 flat rate. Like I said, every month what does is $249. It doesn't change, even the first month. You know, the only difference is that the first month you do pay that $99 with the first month because it's a programming charge.
What's the name of your business?
It's Local Splash. Here, I'll text you from it so you can have that information, or you can, I'll text you so you can look at our website as well.
I think I actually seen that. I was actually looking into
marketing
to get, yeah. And you know, one thing is mm-hmm. I've never, you know, right now I work from a home office, and
okay.
You know, my business is truly in somebody's backyard from the first meeting to the end of the pool when I shake their hand and collect a final payment and we're finished. I'd like to get a small office somewhere, but, you know, I don't want to overextend myself at this point. But to get, like, a Google verified...
Mm-hmm. We do that for you, Paul.
You do that for me?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're a premier partner to Google. Right.
How does that work that you do that? I mean,
let me ask you this. Are you licensed? I'm assuming you're licensed.
Yes, I'm state licensed. I have been since 1997.
So that is one of the easiest. That's one of the easiest tools that we have to get you verified, and we can get you verified right away with Google as soon as you have a license. Right, a lot of some clients that we work with, unfortunately, are working without a license. Doesn't mean we can't help them. It just becomes a bit of a challenge because, you know, they're only working under an LLC or a DBA or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they're working towards getting a license. We still help those clients out. It just becomes a little tougher. But when you have your license and insured, that JBP that we, you know, get going with Google, it makes it quite easy for us to get it verified.
Right. And there's no extra fee for getting me verified through Google?
Only $10,000, Paul. I'm kidding you. No, of course not. Of course not. There's no extra fee. No, absolutely not. No, that's what sets us aside. I mean, to be quite frank with you, Paul, I mean, we're, you know, that premier partnership that we have with Google, we got to keep that, and Google sets standards for us, right? When you're dealing with these third-party guys that are, you know, just in it for the commission base, you know, they promise this and they promise that, and I hear it all the time. You know, I get a lot of clients that come from other companies like Angie's List or Home Advisor, and they're like, oh, this company's this and they did this to me, and it's just like, hey, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's how the industry is, you know. And you know, mm-hmm. some of these guys are just doing it for the wrong reasons. Fortunately for us, you know, have a very fair salary, you know, so whether, you know, and this, just like today, whether you get this position or not, my salary won't change. I mean, sometimes I wish it did. I think we'll be more persistent, you know.
Something to be said for having that guaranteed check every week. I've worked on commission, selling pools and commission for many years, and there's lots of good weeks, and then there's like, holy shit, I didn't get paid for 2 weeks.
No, man, I mean, for us, I mean, at least for me, man, I believe in what we do, man, and I tell you I believe in it because I see results all the time, you know, where clients, and I get clients like yourself sometimes very skeptical saying, hey, you know, I've been screwed by, you know, Tom, Larry, and Harry, and they all, you know, did this and did that, and it's a little tougher with those clients because it's just like, you know, they, you know, I tell them, look, I'm not going to pull out a magic wand and you're going to have 100 jobs tomorrow. It does not work that way, you know. You know, but we will keep you busy, right? That's one of the things. I mean, we're going to be promoting you through quite a bit of different channels. So eventually you're going to, you know, receive different phone calls. I said, and the difference is that, you know, we're not going to charge you or, you know, do any sneak attacks and say, hey, you know, you got a big job, you pay us percentage. Absolutely not. You're tied down into that $249 a month, whether you get 10 jobs or you get 40 of them. Doesn't matter to us, you know. You pay that $249.
When does that rate increase? Because most things that I sign up for in my life, it's $249, and then somewhere in the small print it says after 6 months it goes to $9,000, whatever. You know.
Right. Well, with us, after 24 hours, again, I'm just joking, Paul. No, man. This is not a contract. It's a month-to-month. It does not increase as long as you're with us. We don't have any sneak. We don't do any sneak attacks and say, oh, the fine print, after 30 days, it jumps to $800. Though I have heard that from other clients with other companies. They say, hey, man, jump with us. We'll charge you $150, and 3 months go by, and then they get a charge on their card for $700. You know?
It happens.
We have not been in business 20 years by screwing anyone over out of $240, I'll tell you that much.
You've been in business 20 years?
That's correct, sir.
Where are you guys? I see this number come up with an 813 area code, which is...
Yeah, well, we have remote offices, you know, remote, but we are, our corporate headquarters is out of here, Southern California, Orange County. Not sure if you're familiar with Orange County. Right, literally, we're the city right next to Anaheim where Disneyland is at. I mean, normally when I tell people Disneyland, they're like, oh, yeah, I know where you're at.
I've definitely heard of Orange County, you know. That's where the Housewives of California are at or whatever.
I think you're the first one. I think you're either the first or second, if I'm not mistaken, that mentions that. You know, when I say Orange County, they're like, oh, yeah, Housewives.
Believe me, I don't watch it, but I hear it all the time.
That's where our corporate headquarters is at. We're out of Orange County, but yes, man, we've been doing this for 20 years. Again, you know, you're a business owner. You've been doing it for quite some time. I mean, you didn't tell me how long, but you said long enough, which I'm assuming probably over a few years. And
well, I've been state licensed since 1997, so that's pretty good stuff.
That's pretty, yeah. You would not be in business this long, Paul, if you were doing any funny business. I'll tell you that much.
No. And like I said, I just sold pools for 7 or 8 years. But so if you want to take that out of it, I always kept my license active, and
I'll be a straight shooter with you, man. I mean, you're definitely a prime candidate with us. I mean, you don't have any bad reviews. You know, we like working with companies that we're going to promote, that, you know, have good standings, because, you know, we can push this further. And, you know, your companies that we show Google, look, we're working with Paul. You know, Paul is doing great. His business is, you know, showing improvement, and that's how we keep our partnership with them. Right? Google does not give anyone a premier partnership very easily. I'll tell you that straight up. If that was the case, there'd be so many more companies with that premier partnership.
Right. Hey, let me say this. What is your name, sir?
Mario. M-A-R-I-O. Just like the Nintendo game.
Yep. I I got you with Mario. And you know, you got to know I answered the phone out of the blue because this 813, I was hoping that was somebody in the Tampa Bay area that wanted a pool. So that's why I answered that. And so you fooled me there, Mario. But, and I actually, I think I may have asked the first lady, do you want to build a pool? You got to ask for the sell, you know. But, I'm kind of running out of time here, and I am interested. And let me ask you, how can I go online and can I Google Local Splash and it'll give me some more information about you guys and what y'all do or how?
Yeah, are you at 305-452-6709?
Phone number?
Yeah.
No, is that 305? That number doesn't sound. No, I'm 813-713-6364.
Okay, give me that number again, 813.
Yep, 713.
Okay.
6364. And where did you get that other number?
I have like four screens open on my computer. Sorry, man.
Okay. I guess.
For different clients. Hold on. Let me look at the right one here. That's why one of my managers has always says, Mario, why do you have all your screens open like that? It just makes it easier for me when I'm working on an account. But I confuse it sometimes. I'll say, hey, John, and it's like, hey, man, my name's Eddie. I was like, damn it. I was like, okay. Here, I got it now. Okay, bear with me here one second. Let me send this over to you. I'm going to send you my information, far and foremost, so you can let me know if you received it. I just text that over to you. Yeah, we've been looking to get this spot filled in today. You're the fourth person that we called, to be quite frank, and you're the second guy that answers. The first two did not pick up. I'm able to see that here. Okay, www.localsplash.com. I'll send that to you as well. I just send it over to you as well. You have a, you know, better understanding of who we are and what we do. And yes, if you Google it, absolutely. I mean, we're a premier Google partner. You Google that, we will come up right away as a premier partner to Google, obviously. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Google partner directory. Here, I'll send you this too. This confirms our partnership with Google. I just send that over to you as well. Yeah, man, but if you're able to swing the 249, Paul, and I say this to you as a straight shooter, man, like I said, there's, you know, of course we would want to work with you, and I'm not here making a buck if you sign up or not, you know, but if you're able to swing it, give it a shot, I think you're going to be happy with it, man. You know, and I only say that because once the position gets filled, it's not available. And if you looked around, you'll see that the pricing for the services that we offer usually run between $500 to $600. Not sure if you've done your homework and you know, looked around, but at 249, like I said, the reason that our pricing is quite affordable is because of that partnership that we have with Google. So we're in it for different reasons than making a big dollar, right? I mean, we're, of course, it's still business. Business is business. You've done sales, you know, you know, but in the different perspective of this, I mean, we're not, you know, sitting here BSing the client and, you know, promising you the moons and the stars and saying, hey, man, if you go with us, you're going to become rich. I never say that to a client because, you know, I'd be lying to you. Say, hey, you go with us, you're going to be rich, Paul. No, man, but you're going to definitely, you know, see quite a bit of a change now that you'll be exposed, you know, to, for one, the biggest side that there is, which would be Google. And then you're going to be in five other directories as well, Paul. Right? So I think you'll
What did you say? $99 to start or something, and then $249.
No, no. The $249 a month is always that. That doesn't change. That's $249 monthly, Paul. The $99 is only for the first month. It's a programming charge. Yeah. So right. You pay that, you know, every client that jumps on board with us pays $99 with their first month. Right. So to initiate service with us, what is $249.99? $348 to initiate the account. Every month that follows, you're paying $249. And like I said, it's a month-to-month service. There's no contracts, and you know, you're not tied into this. You know, I would suggest you, you know, if you're doing that now, look us up. Go to Google. Just Google Local Splash, and you know, look at our reviews, man. You'll see that most clients are very satisfied and happy with what we're doing with the business, and we're putting them on the map, getting, you know, keeping them busy, keeping the flow of traffic coming in. I would lie to you if I told you every customer's happy. I mean, you're a business owner. No matter how much you try, you can't keep everyone happy, man. It's unfortunate, yeah. But that's how the world works. But I believe that we are a 4.2 or 4.3 stars out of 5, and that's in the thousands and thousands of customers that we handle nationwide, right? Mm-hmm. You know, doing this for 20 years. So, you know, if I'm just going to be straight with you, if this is something that you're able to swing, give it a shot. I think that once you do, you are working with anyone aside from Yelp, you probably kick everyone to the side. As you'll see that what we do, you know, definitely, it just works, man. You know, and that's why we keep our clients. Our retention rate is really high. You know, customers, you know, it's just like anything else, man. If it works, you keep it. If it doesn't, you move on, man. That's simple.
Mm-hmm. And then where does this go from here? I mean,
so I would get the information from you, right? First name, last name, all that 101 basics, right? All the information we need, like what, you know, take me about 10-15 minutes to get some information from you. And then what would happen, today's Friday, so Monday, come Monday, I will schedule you to speak to our operations and IT department, right? Those are the guys that are going to say, hey, Paul, we need your license number, insurance information. You know, they're the ones that are going to, I like to call them like the computer geniuses, right? They're the ones that know all the back end work of this, right? They're the ones that are working directly with Google and Meta, and, you know, they'll start creating the JBP page. JBP stands for Google business profile account. They'll start working on, you know, doing the advertisement through the social media and putting you on Apple, placing you on Bing and all the other sites that we work with. So they'll, you know, gather more details and more information. Once that's done, then that gets the ball rolling, right? I'm just the messenger. You know, I get the basic information from you to get the account initiated, and I send that over to the IT department, and then they'll call you on Monday, and then they'll be on the phone with you maybe 30, 35 minutes or so, getting all the details they need to get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, if you want to give it a shot, you let me know. We'll set this position to the side and get you started, man. I mean, your decision, brother. Like I said, you're not wasting. All right. Let me just get some information here from you. I had a lady yesterday say she was in Florida, and she wanted me to go have some pie. I'm just mentioning that to you because nobody ever invited me to pie before. And she said, Mario, I want you to come over and have some pie. Okay. Paul, P-A-U-L. First name, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, last name?
First name's Charles. Middle name's Paul, which I go by.
Okay, hold on. Charles, I have to have the right information. Charles, Paul, last name?
Mm-hmm. Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay, and then I need an email that's valid, Paul?
It's Paul, P-A-U-L, Paul, at J-T-B. Pools, P-O-O-L-S, Inc., I-N-C, .com.
All right. And the 813 number ending in 6364, is that a good number for us to put on Google where customers can call you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And what is the complete name of the business, please?
JPB Pool Contracting.
JTB Pool Contracting. Perfect.
Right.
And
yes.
Can you give me the address you have this register out of? Remember, if you do decide to get an office at any time, you mm-hmm. will just give us a call back so we can update that.
Yeah, on my license and everything, it shows my home address. It's 37333 Neighbors Path, 33542, or Separate Hills, Florida, 33542.
Gotcha. Yep. 33542. Yep, that came up right away.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. I need to ask you some questions, so I need your attention here because this is quite important here. So bear with me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm done with you, I probably take one more client, and then I get to go home, Paul.
There you go.
I look forward to Fridays. I can't lie to you. I know you're a business owner. It's different, you know, because you guys work no matter what.
Yeah.
When I tell business owners it's Friday, yay, they're like, yeah, whatever.
I got an 8 o'clock appointment to sell a pool tomorrow morning, and then I'm heading out to look at a couple jobs. So,
how's the pool business, Paul? If you don't mind me asking, man, is that pretty good?
Well, it's Central Florida, so it's good, but it's slowed way down from the pandemic years when, you know, companies would be booked out a year. You know, you sell a pool today, when can you start in a year from now? So that was a little crazy, but that wasn't realistic either. So.
Okay, so now, so you do pool installations, okay. Give me 1 second. I need to type that in because these are the keywords that clients will find you through. So, pool installations.
Well, and this is one thing I've had issues with
okay.
other types of things is that, you know, this is in-ground, you know, gunite, G-U-N-I-T. That's like concrete, you know, in-ground concrete pools.
Okay, hold on. I want to be specific on that because I don't want somebody thinking you have the plastic pools and calling you. Okay.
Yeah.
In-ground.
I don't do fiberglass or liners or any or above grounds or anything like that. They're
in-ground
gunite. Yep.
How do you spell that, gunite? What is I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that terminology.
Go ahead. It's more or less, it's like a concrete pool shell that gets shot into place. So it's G-U-N-I-T-E, gunite. And that's just a high-strength cement material.
G-U-N-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In-ground in-ground gunite pool installations. Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir. And you can also add, you know, pool remodeling because,
all right.
You know, that's a big
business.
Hold on.
Give me 1 second. Let me go back there.
Sure.
Pool remodeling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pool remodeling. Okay. Anything else, Paul?
No, that's it.
Okay.
We build new pools, sell and build new pools, and do remodels on pools.
Gotcha. Okay. On Monday, come Monday, you know, those 30 or 40 minutes when you speak to the IT department,
mm-hmm.
what time can they call you where you can spare 40 minutes, brother?
Let me see.
Yeah, because I don't want you to miss that appointment. It's important.
Right. Why don't we,
or we can do Tuesday if we don't have Monday available.
You don't have Monday available?
No, I said if you don't have Monday available, we do.
Yeah, because I've got some stuff I need to be in the field for Monday.
Okay.
And let's do it Tuesday. So, you know, I'm Eastern time, so, you know, I don't know if you could do 10 o'clock Tuesday.
Okay, hold on. Let me double check if I have that. Oh, I have two slots still available. So, yes, we will call you 10 a.m., which is 7 our time. Perfect. All right. get these guys awake early.
Perfect.
7:23. Okay, that's going to be Tuesday. Tuesday, 7:23. That's my daughter's birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, is it?
All right. She turns 17. You know, just, I don't know if you have kids or not, Paul, but, you know, 17 is that age where...
Well, my wife and I raised four boys, a set of twins, and then a couple more, and trying to get the baby out of the house, he was kind of a drunken night.
Gotcha.
And an unexpected child, but we love him to death, and he's, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, I really wanted a boy. I just, you know, I've been divorced for 2 years now. Was together with my ex-wife for 16 years. You know, just couldn't have a boy, man. I just,
yeah, I know that's,
and there you go with four of them. Jesus.
Yeah. I could not have a boy, you know?
So now I've got
an 8 or 9 year old, that granddaughter, whatever, that gets, is getting any money that my wife doesn't get.
That's pretty solid. Okay. All right. Perfect. And remind me, are we using, let's see here. Are we using your site? Do you have a website, or are we creating one for you? We're creating one for you, correct?
No, I have a website. It's,
okay.
It's just,
go ahead.
It's www.jtbpoolsinc.com.
jtbpoolsinc.com. Okay, perfect. Then we'll go ahead and help you promote that one. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Okay. And then you're willing to travel how far for work, Paul?
Well, I mean,
I know that if I know that you're you know, you're in Pasco, right? But I mean, are you if I was not misheard, you're willing to go out to Pocan Hills?
Yeah, that's where my work is. That's all my contacts, my subcontractors.
Okay.
Because I worked there for a good while, like I said, selling pools, and that's, I've just got tons of people that I've talked to about pools from that area that randomly call me back all the time. And but more than that, though, it's my materials and my contractors are in that area.
All right, hold on. Let me put you in that area then. Hold on. Okay. I'm just going to put here, primarily in Pocan Hills. Okay.
Pocan, and if it would help, at some point I could get you, like, zip codes, you know, and I don't know if...
If you can do that, I mean, if you can do that, you want to get those by Tuesday and give that to the IT department. They can use those more than I can, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Pocan, is that P-O-L-K-E-N, or am I misspelling that?
No, it's just Polk, P-O-L-K.
Okay. Poke Hills primarily, and 50 miles. I'm put a 50-mile radius. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then what hours of operations did you want it to show that you are available from so the clients can call you?
I would just put it as 8 to 5 at this point.
Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, what are we doing?
Monday
through Saturday, okay. 8 a.m., 5 p.m. Gotcha. Okay. All right, and then we have to secure the account. Anytime you call us or we call you, you have to verify this, and that's going to be one of these questions you get to choose from. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
We'll go with the city born in.
Okay, go ahead.
Dade City, Florida. D-A-D-E.
Okay. Can I just put Dade, or do you want me to put everything?
You know what? Let's back up. Let's go with my mother's maiden name. That'll just be easier.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Davis. D-A-V-I-S.
Okay. Davis. You know, I've never been to Florida. I'd love to go. I hear so many good things about Florida. I mean, aside from alligators, you guys are, like, known for alligators and all that
other fun stuff.
But I've never been to Florida, but I definitely would love to visit. That's for sure.
You must be one of the few people, because, boy, this place is getting, besides all the tourists, it's blowing up with people moving here.
Well, I hear, and I don't know, I've dealt with a lot of customers that, you know, I work with, and they say that, hey, he's like, what's going on with your Californians moving out here, man?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
it's like, hey, we're, you know, this state is so screwed up, man. I mean, God, I don't even want to go into it because the call is being recorded, Paul, and for the sake of my job, I just will.
Well, you know what, I get
political. Go ahead.
But let me tell you, there's a bunch of dumbass politicians in Florida, too. So I can assure you of that. And,
so it's not just us.
Nah. I don't know. California takes the rap a lot of times about, you know, it's so expensive and this and that and liberal and all that.
It's so stupid, Paul. I mean, you know, they got my daughter coming home saying, you know, I have a younger one asking me all kind of silly stuff that... Dad, you know, she says to me last time, I think I like girls. And I said, why, what? Why would you say that? She says, well, my teacher said if it's nothing wrong, if you, this and this and that, I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta be.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you go to some places out here, man, they got these different signs for restrooms and gender this and gender that. And it's just like, dude, I got to get the hell out of Dodge, man. You know, I mean,
that part of California is, or wherever, whoever, whatever places do, you know, I mean, there should still be a boys' bathroom and a girls' bathroom, you know. And,
That's simple, man.
You know, and in all honesty, in my world, I don't really care what you identify as, what kind of clothes you wear. You can identify as a man, woman, but whatever. Don't push it on me, and don't go in the girls' bathroom when my granddaughter's in there if you have a penis. I mean, it's that simple.
And I'm glad you said it. I mean, I can't say stuff like that because this call is recorded, like I said. But man, you were in my mind, brother.
And I don't understand how anybody could feel different, honestly. But you know, I know there's that. You know, there's far right and far left on both sides, and there's a bunch of idiots on both sides. I try to just be a moderate man, you know.
There you go, man. Well, at least we have that going in common, man. You're right. Like I said, there. I don't want to even get into that, brother. Here, let me just go back to this. The payment. How did you want to take care of that? Paul, you have we take Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and American Express.
This is Visa card. You ready?
It's going to start with the number 4. Go ahead.
4036.
Okay.
2312.
Okay.
0833.
Okay.
7015.
Okay. Expiration?
728.
728. Okay, and then the last 3 in back of the card.
826.
All right, stand by while I get that verified. And then lastly, I just have to read to you what is called the voice verification. I'm sure you understand it's for the company. Before I process this payment, Paul, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. Reason, because this, we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something you don't understand, ask me to clarify. I'll be more than happy to do that. Just want to make sure that we have a firm understanding before we move forward with the transaction. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And, of course, it also works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure that this order is accurate, Please state the name of your business.
JTB Pool Contracting.
Thank you very much. Please state your name and the title you have with the company.
Charles Paul Smith, owner slash president.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
I am, yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on the billing account?
I am, yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also involved in the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, be advised that you might get calls from third party that is not us. This is why we provided that security question that only you would know. So anytime it's us calling or you call us, be prepared to verify that. Okay. Also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Do you also agree in hiring us as your certified marketing representative to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the time you're with us?
I do, yes. I will.
Okay, perfect. Your initial payment will take place today, July 19th, in the non-refundable amount, which is $348. Your payment will be processed August 19th next month, and that will start $249 every month after. Keep in mind that this is not a contract. You're able to terminate this agreement at any point if you wish to do so. Only thing we ask you is to give us a call at 877-635-6225. That's the number I text you from, Paul, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. You. We ask that you speak to an agent to prevent charges from the next month from reoccurring if you decide not to be with us. And then lastly, do you agree to the cancellation and the renewal terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, everything is set up on my end, Paul. Please make sure on Tuesday. Oh, sorry. Can you hear me there?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard you pretty far away there for a second.
No, yeah, I just said pull the phone.
No. Make sure that on Tuesday you don't miss that call, because if anything, here's what happens if you miss the call. It's not really much of a big deal. It just sets things back a bit, right? Because now the team has to, we have to reschedule you out again and, you know, and find availability for them to speak with you. So try, you know, just to set a reminder. You're also going to get text messages right now in about 5 minutes when I'm done with the paperwork. You're also going to get emails. Please check your email. You're going to get an email that says, this is your invoice and welcome to Local Splash. There's going to be two links. I don't remember if it's the first or the second one that's going to, you click on it and it's going to say terms and experience or terms and conditions. On that one, it's going to tell you there's, when you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's going to be two little boxes. One box is going to ask you to click on it to give us permission to text you whenever we need to. It's going to say your number and do you allow us to text you when we need to. And then the next box is going to say, do you agree to our terms and conditions? And that's what me and you went over, right? That this is not a contract, that you're on a month-to-month service. You might see other services that we offer on that terms and conditions. You can read over them. They don't apply to you because you are on a flat rate $249, just so you know, okay? And then on the bottom of that, there's going to be a little orange square that's going to ask you to type in your name. Type in your name. Make sure that you don't use any apostrophes or any signs, because then it won't take it. Just Charles Paul Smith. And then you click send. And once you hit send, what happens is that on Tuesday, when the IT department calls you, it makes things a lot smoother for them. And this usually takes you about maybe 1 to 2 minutes to complete, Paul.
That's coming through text?
That's coming through email. I'm sending that through email. I'm just, it's going to take me a few seconds here to complete things, but you should get that in no more than 5 minutes because I'm almost done on my end. Yeah, you're going to get that. Like I said, you don't have to complete it right away as long as you do it before Tuesday. And if for whatever reason you get a call and you haven't done it, just let them know, hey guys, I didn't get to the terms and conditions, and then they'll walk you through it. Right. But like I said, if you're, you know, if you're computer savvy or you know how, you know, work your email, and I'm sorry I'm saying that, but, you know, you'll be surprised how many folks I speak with that have no clue how to open up an email, and I have to walk them through it, and, you know.
Well, but, I can handle the emails, but I will say I am not computer savvy.
Hey, I didn't mean any... I didn't try to shoot that direct towards you, just so you know.
No, I tell people that all the time when they, you know, hold on, I'll try to find my son. If he's here, he can help me, maybe. He probably won't want to fuck around with me, though. So.
How old is your boy?
He's I don't know, is he 23 or something? He's trying to finish up some program, and so I just... kick him to the
curb. Oh, okay. You got your boys are big now, man. I thought you were talking about,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Kids were little.
No, my kids are, that's my youngest. That's, I've got a set of twins that are 33, and then I got a 28, and then I got a 23, something like that. So,
hey, Paul, do you mind me asking you a question,
yeah,
man? I hope you don't mind. How old are you, brother?
I am 58 years old.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I haven't seen you, obviously, but I just by the way you sound, I thought you were, you know, you sound a lot younger, man. And not that it's a bad thing that you're 58 at all, right? But I put you in your late 30s, early 40s type of guy.
Well, you know, I try to stay in shape, and I try to keep up with what's going on in the world, and, you know, not just sit around and fade away, you know. So
you know why I say that? Because a lot of guys that I speak to that are, you know, late 50s or 60s, you know, when it comes to this whole you know, doing stuff, you know, promoting and all this stuff, they even though you say you're not computer savvy, but you knew a lot, right? You knew how all this stuff works and all this, and that's not the case a lot of the times. You know, I have to sit there and you know, go ABC 1 2 3, and with you, you were just like, hey dude, get down to the point. I mean, I've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, I'll say you do have one thing going for you, because, and let me back up again, because you said something in the terms of agreement or whatever that you were asking me about. Have I contracted with or whatever with any other to, and I did actually just sign up with Angie's, and this was just earlier in the week. They
that's
had been
fine.
Bugging
that's,
me and
that's,
bugging me. And,
that's
and,
not a big... Mm. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that part of it was covered.
No, it's not a big deal. We just say, you know, what we're doing for you, if you are, you know, doing it, you get another company after us, you know, we want to know if we're duplicating our efforts and what areas you're being covered,
right,
and who's covering you where. So it's basically saying,
yeah,
hey, Mario, you know, keep us in the loop so we're not duplicating anything that we're doing. That's basically what it is.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make clear on that. So. Okay.
Yeah. Again, brother, thank you so much, Paul. Everything is all said and done. You know, welcome to the family here at Local Splash. We look forward to doing business with you. I mean, we're looking this to be, you know, a long-term thing. Hopefully, you know, once you see what we're able to do, you can kick these other companies to the side and work directly, you know, with us. Again, like I said, I'm not going to promise that, you know, we're going to make you rich here, but at least we can deliver on what we're able, you know, to tell you that we're going to do, we do it, man. And, you know, no matter how many people reach out to you, you're not going to sit there and be paying for every time somebody clicks on your site or anything of that nature. So,
I'll say this too. One thing you had going for you was I had been looking, Googling, how do I get Google verified? How do I promote my business on Google? And I've seen, when you said Local Splash, I am familiar with that because I've already seen that come up a couple times, that name. And I'll promise you
that
almost 100, damn near 100 times out of 100, I wouldn't make a decision like this right now. I would have told you, hey, I got to look you up and find out more about you and all that. But I don't know if that just caught me and that meant something. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, thank you, Paul. And let me tell you too, had you said that, it wouldn't have been a problem with me. You know, I wasn't going you know, be any more persistent. Like I said, if I was probably making a commission check or a bonus, I probably, you know, would have been like, hey, Paul, what are you thinking?
Yeah, no, I've had a lot of people call me about just like this, and they just all, it just, it seemed, just no, it wasn't for me, you know, so.
Yeah, you know what, and you, when people start getting desperate for a sell, man, that's when it changes the whole perspective, you know, because there's a difference between a salesperson and there's a difference between someone that can solve a problem, right? And, you know, and that's what we're trying to do here for you, man, is, you know, get you on board on that first page and just keep you busy, you know, and obviously it does come with a monetary side of it, but, you know, we leave that all to the client, right?
Yeah, I look forward to it. If you get me in front of some clients, and I can sell some pools, so we'll be a win-win for both.
Okay, there you go, Paul. Well, right. Paul, you have a blessed day, brother. We'll talk to you on Tuesday again. Make sure you put that on your calendar.
Yep. I've got it right in front of me on my calendar.
Perfect. Have you in for 10 a.m. Tuesday, brother. You take care, and again, welcome to the family, brother. We look forward to working with you on a long term.
Right on. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.